Amanda Shire's story sounds like an old country song, with a childhood divided between parents in Lubbock and Mineral Wells, Texas. She's a violinist who joined the legendary Western swing band, the Texas Playboys, when she was just 15 years old. More recently, she played in Jason Isbell's band, the 400 Unit, before dating and eventually getting married, though that has not necessarily meant settling down. Contributor Mara Davis spoke with Shires while she was on a tour stop at Terminal West in Atlanta. They spoke about balancing her musician schedule with her family life and about her new album, My Piece of Land.
I love that you wrote this album while you were pregnant. So I love the idea of My Piece of Land because it talks about how home isn't necessarily a house with four walls. It's where you end up. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Well, in the course of writing the record, I had a lot of, a lot of my thoughts were about what kind of childhood my daughter would have and what it meant to have a family and tour and travel. And as I was working through that on the page, I discovered that home for my family is just wherever we are all together, and it's not limited to the actual physical address.
You are my home. Wherever you go, anywhere that you stand is my piece of land. You are my home.
So let's talk about music. Obviously, that's why we're here. How did you decide you wanted to play the fiddle? What was, you know, you started young, so what drew you to that?
I was actually, my mom and dad split up when I was very young, and it was a summertime, and I was with my dad in Mineral Wells, Texas, and he was going to this pawn shop called A.D. Garrett's to get himself a new hunting knife, the kind that has like a compass on the bottom, you know, MacGyver or, you know, Predator style. But anyway, on the wall I saw a violin hanging up there, and I loved the shape of it. And then when they got it off the wall, I loved the sound of it. And I somehow convinced my dad to spend $60 on it and get it for me. And you know, I didn't come from a family that had money, especially not $60 to spare. And for some reason, my dad said, if you swear to me that you'll learn it, then I'll buy it for you. And I took that pretty seriously. And the same day, I sat outside and tried tuning it and broke all the strings off. So I didn't get to play it for a while until after the summer when I went to Lubbock, Texas, where my mom was, and she got me into lessons.
So how old were you? What age were you when this really started?
I got the violin when I was 10, and then I got lessons when I was like 10 and a half or 11. I feel like it teaches me something every day, that it is the boss.
When did it really become serious for you? When it became less of a hobby and more like, wow, this is going to become a career? I mean, did you ever think at that point that it would?
Yeah, when I got it, that's all I wanted to do. I just I saw myself, even in as a youngster with, you know, no real frontal lobe development completion, I felt like I wanted to play it. I liked the way it sounded, and I liked having the expression available, because at that age I didn't have a vocabulary in order to express myself, so I felt like I was able to do that with music and sound. And it did take me a few years to decide I also wanted to be a songwriter, but I didn't know what that was until much later.
Well, now you've been very busy. You're working on this tour supporting your album, My Piece of Land, which is critically acclaimed. It's so beautiful. There are so many songs that resonate. But you're touring without your daughter. And let's talk about how's that been going.
It is definitely a learning experience, and I've gone on one tour where I didn't see her for 18 days, and I'm about to start another one that's almost as long. And before I had her, I sort of planned it out, and I was going by our old guidelines, you know, where Jason and I don't go more than 3 weeks without seeing each other. And even that can be a little bit of a strain on a relationship to go that long and be apart for that long. But you throw a child into the mix, and then you realize you have to redefine what, you know, what you can take and what your limits are, and that's okay. And so in a period of loving my job and also learning how to adjust.
So he's been with her on the road, which I find, I don't want to say amusing, but it's to see dad, rock star Jason Isbell, with the baby. It's, are you constantly giving him messages like, make sure she stays on schedule, things like that?
We've done everything from the very beginning together, except for the breastfeeding part, obviously. But when we stopped breastfeeding, he was able to do everything that I could do because he had been present the whole time. And we have our routine, and we all stick to the same plan. And I really am lucky that I have such a model of a co-parent.
Let's talk about your relationship for a second, because I saw the two of you together at the Fox Theater back in September. It was a fantastic show. There's something with the two of you on stage. You guys seem to make it. I've seen you over and over again play together, but you're always making it fresh.
Yo ho ho in a bottle of rum, hoist the mainsail, here I come. Ain't no room on board for the insincere.
I think it has a lot to do with kindness and edit. In sort of a daily level, if that can be a thing, or a generosity. I read something in The Atlantic last week that had talked about how relationships, you know, last, and what were some of the ingredients for that. And I've always believed that kindness was one of them, and, you know, they pointed that out, and so I really believe it now. But I think that just paying attention to one another and being actively interested in each other is the key for us. And just do it. Don't let yourself not do it. Work harder.
What's that like, being on the road with all men? Is that something you're just so used to? Is that second nature to you, or is there a weird zone when you're one of the only lady?
I've been touring with men since I was 15, the Texas Playboys, you know, they were all old men, you know, in their 70s. And I have toured with a few women, and it's not different to me than it's easy, you know. I don't know anything different.
What's the most surprising thing about this tour? Like, what's the best feedback you've gotten, or what's been a really memorable moment? Because I feel like this is a point in your life, being a mom, this solo record, things are a little bit different. So is there a moment that stands out?
Oh, man, there's a lot of moments. I like being in the room and being in a room full of people that that have the same tastes as me, I think. And I like the feeling of connection that I often get when I'm talking to people after a show. And I really enjoy just having my friends on stage with me, and hearing Lily Hyatt open every night. It's been really great.
That must be a great feeling when you're embracing artists like that, and empowering other new artists, because it's a tough life, right?
It is, you know. And I've been told a lot of times that some women artists don't allow other women artists to open or support them on shows. And I don't know if that's a thing of the past or not, or if it's changing, but I really want to support my friends. And if she's a great singer, then she should get to go with me. And if she writes great songs, she should get to go. And I love hearing her. That's what I think about Lily. I think, you know, in this business, it's not a competition, because we're all doing something that I feel is meaningful.
And that does go another level with women empowering women, because yeah. I do think there's a big misconception about that, yeah. about being competitive, okay. when it's not really there.
No, just make the highway lanes wider.
Musician Amanda Shire spoke with contributor Mara Davis. Her new album is My Piece of Land.